From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman. Missouri Governor Mike Parson appointed State Treasurer Eric Schmidt as the state's new Attorney General today. Samuel King reports Schmidt will replace Josh Hawley, who was elected to the U.S. Senate.
Parson said it was important to move quickly to fill the Attorney General's office and appoint someone who had been vetted by voters, albeit for a different office. Schmidt was elected treasurer in 2016 after serving two terms in the state Senate. He says he's grateful for the opportunity.
You know, I've just always tried to work as hard as I can, and that's the kind of work ethic I'm going to bring to this office. And I take very seriously the responsibility of being the lawyer for 6 million Missourians.
Schmidt will start his new role in January, giving Parson time to appoint yet another constitutional officer, the third since he took office in June. I'm Samuel King in Jefferson City.
The Columbia Police Department plans to end its community outreach and downtown units at the end of this year due to a lack of officers. Deputy Chief Jill Schlude says in an email that, quote, current staffing numbers cannot sustain the current model of 14 officers and two sergeants working in very small focus areas. The Columbia Missourian reports Race Matters Friends is concerned about the future of community policing. The organization has been critical of the department, and the organization's president, Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp, says she wants to see CPD embrace a community policing philosophy. MU Professor Emeritus and Nobel Prize winner George Smith is on his next round of official celebrations at a symposium in Washington, D.C. in the run-up to the Nobel ceremonies in Stockholm. Four of the six American Nobel laureates gathered this morning at the Swedish embassy. Smith was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the development of a phage display that allows a virus that infects bacteria to create new proteins. Smith says during his research, he was exploring the newly discovered capabilities of quickly identifying previously unknown genes.
I didn't realize at the time that this had way bigger implications than that.
Smith shares the prize with Sir Gregory Winter, who applied Smith's research in the development of the popular rheumatoid arthritis drug. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman, KBIA News, Columbia.